Once upon a time, a realm of chaos and confusion existed in a world not so distant. People struggled to communicate, build, and innovate because there was no agreed-upon way of doing things. Each individual, each community, and each maker had their own unique methods, their own peculiar designs, and their own mysterious processes. It was a world without standards, a world without order. In the heart of this disorderly world, a group of visionary minds gathered to ponder the possibilities of creating a better, more organized existence. They realized that standards might just be the key to unlocking innovation, compatibility, and order. A standard, they understood, was a beacon of shared knowledge, a guiding light that could show the way forward. So they set out to define standards in every aspect of life, from the way people told the time to how they measured speed and distance. Even down to the width of train tracks, they sought to establish uniformity and consistency. Weight, length, and every basic aspect of existence were measured against a common reference system, a standardized system that people and institutions across the realm could agree upon. With the advent of these standards, a remarkable transformation took place. People could now communicate seamlessly, even across vast distances. Devices created by different manufacturers would connect and communicate without problems. The chaos of the past gave way to a world of innovation and compatibility. One of the most profound impacts of these standards was felt in the realm that concerned itself with technology. Mobile devices, once stuck in an incompatible jumble, now sang in harmony. People could effortlessly communicate with users of different networks, whether at home or while traveling abroad. With standards, it was now possible for new technologies to be easily adopted and used across the entire realm. The cellular standards, from GSM to 5G, became a shining example of what standards could achieve. They not only improved communication, but also paved the way for a host of new possibilities. The citizens of the realm marveled at the convenience and interconnectedness that standards had brought into their lives. As time passed, the realm continued to thrive, driven by the power of standards. Each day brought new innovations and new ways of doing things, all guided by the wisdom of shared knowledge. A symphony of orderliness and progress had replaced the chaos of the past. And so, in this world shaped by standards, people found their lives easier, their journeys more convenient, and their horizons infinitely broader. They had learned that in the art of making life better, standards were the brushstrokes of progress on the canvas of existence. In a world where technology reigned supreme, lifting society to new heights, standards stood as the unseen architects of daily life, quietly shaping how people lived and interacted within the digital realm. They formed the very backbone of civilization and could be divided into two distinct categories. The first, known as de facto standards, emerged as a testament to the ever-evolving nature of technology. These were the standards that were not born in the drawing rooms of committees or the hallowed halls of regulatory bodies. Instead, they sprouted organically from the fertile soil of innovation and necessity. Imagine a world where the clatter of typewriters filled offices, each machine bearing a peculiar layout of keys. One particular keyboard layout, QWERTY, asserted itself as a natural choice for typists. It gained popularity not through decree or regulation, but because the people found it efficient, and it became the de facto standard for keyboards. These de facto standards, born from market dynamics and wide public approval, possessed a unique allure. They resulted from unrestricted competition in the marketplace, where the best solution naturally emerged triumphantly. These standards embodied the spirit of innovation and adaptation, forever evolving with the people's demands. Yet another category of standards came into existence and were equally important and meticulously crafted: formal standards. These standards emerged from a different crucible, one of the formal standardization processes guided by standards development organizations. While they shared some similarities with the de facto standards, they were distinct in their origin and application. These formal standards were often referred to as de jure standards, that is, standards recognized in law, particularly when backed by legislation. They were the product of meticulous technical work conducted within the hallowed chambers of the standards development organizations, where consensus was the valuable fruit of the labor of dedicated working groups. The development of such standards followed a fair and transparent process, ensuring that the result was not the whim of a single entity, but a collective effort. Unlike their de facto counterparts, the adoption of formal standards was mostly voluntary, driven by the recognition of their quality and utility. Governments could mandate their use in some instances, but in general, industries and organizations willingly embraced them as a reliable benchmark. Formal standards had a defined scope. They set forth the minimum requirements for a particular item, ensuring a level playing field for all. In a world where innovation was boundless, formal standards provided a stable foundation upon which progress could be built. In this tapestry of de facto and formal standards, the world found a delicate balance between the organic evolution of technology and the structured guidance of regulation. Together, they propelled humanity into the digital age, fostering innovation, reliability, and a shared language that connected people across the globe. It was a world where standards were the invisible architects of progress, shaping the destiny of a technological civilization. In a world driven by innovation and interconnectedness, the dance between patents and standards held the key to progress and public interest. Regulators and policymakers spanning the globe recognize these forces' pivotal role in shaping the landscape of commerce and technology. Not only did standardization influence how markets would operate, but it also stood as a guardian of public interest, fostering an environment of innovation and fair competition. Formal standards, in particular, were created with a singular purpose: to serve the greater good. Compatibility and interface standards really stood out. These are the behind-the-scenes rules that make sure different apps, devices, and IT services can work together properly. Thanks to them, products seamlessly interconnect and share information smoothly without things breaking or causing chaos. In the kingdom of digital technology, the proliferation of compatibility standards was a testament to their economic significance. Two fundamental concepts fueled their rise: switchover costs and network effects. Switchover costs emerged when customers contemplated shifting from one technology or product to another. The investments in integrating an old interface standard could deter even the boldest manufacturers from making the leap. Compatibility standards, however, had a distinct advantage. They lowered transaction costs. Users could easily navigate the digital landscape, knowing that their software would function harmoniously with their chosen operating system. This harmony saved time and resources and opened doors for small suppliers of add-on products, as they could enter the market with products seamlessly integrated into established ecosystems. Yet in the shadows, a different kind of standards loomed, the de facto standard, often controlled by a select few market participants. Here, the lock-in threat was ever present. Once society or industry became entwined with such a standard, the owner held the keys to the kingdom. High royalties, proprietary control, and insurmountable barriers to entry could deter newcomers, stifling innovation and leading to market stagnation. Even systems designed to foster harmony and interoperability could, ironically, become instruments of constraint, reminding all that power, once concentrated, was difficult to escape. Formal standardization, guided by principles such as those set forth by the World Trade Organization, Technical Barriers to Trade, sought to illuminate a different path: open standards. They were born from this framework and offered a beacon of hope, freely available, untethered from the grasp of a single entity, they served as a shield against the risk of lock-in. In this world of patents and standards, a delicate balance emerged. Patents fostered innovation, while standards ensured that this innovation was accessible and interoperable. The public interest was served as markets thrived with undisturbed competition, and consumers could navigate the digital realm without fear of being trapped in closed ecosystems. The dance of patents and standards continued, guided by the principles of openness, innovation, and fair competition, all in the name of the greater good. Patents and standards, two seemingly disparate forces, were the guardians of progress, paving the way for a brighter and more connected future. In this intricate tapestry of standards, another category emerged, equally vital to the grand economic symphony: baseline quality and safety standards. These were the silent sentinels, setting the fundamental rules that products and services must obey to enter the market. They safeguarded society, ensuring that goods were not only reliable and long-lasting, but also safe and mindful of the environment. Without such rules on car efficiency, permissible pollution, or the durability of everyday objects, the roads would be far more perilous, and the quiet cost of daily life on the planet would spiral into chaos. The impact of these standards reached far and wide, especially in the fields of health and the natural environment. By establishing these benchmarks, they empowered consumers through vital information. When a product carried the certification of compliance with a minimum quality standard, it became a sign of trust. Equipped with knowledge, consumers could now make informed decisions, confident in the product's characteristics. Some companies, those with a reputation for exceeding the minimum requirements, benefited from their good name. They could command a premium for products of exceptional quality, a testament to their commitment to excellence. The relationship between sellers and buyers was bolstered by these standards, reducing transaction and search costs while fostering trust and certainty. Amidst this plethora of standards, yet another type, variety-reducing standards, emerged with its own unique role. These standards focused on streamlining the vast array of products and models in the market. They served a dual purpose, supporting economies of scale and preventing market fragmentation. In the ever-evolving landscape of innovation, these standards provided a sense of direction and a common goal for technology pioneers. Variety-reducing standards not only made it easier for innovators to find their way, but also benefited consumers. By discouraging the proliferation of poorly differentiated products, these standards lowered barriers to entry and encouraged competition that led to product improvement. It was a ripple effect that trickled down to the benefit of all. And then there were the information and measurement standards, the custodians of codified knowledge and precise descriptions. These standards were vessels of wisdom, carrying years of experience and expertise. They played a crucial role in technology transfer, spreading knowledge among practitioners, product developers, and implementers of standardized technology. Measurement standards, in particular, ensured precision and high quality in product development and service provision. They reduced transaction costs and risk between trading partners, as they built upon widely adopted and accepted standardization methods. In essence, these standards were the bedrock upon which industries built their innovations. Information standards, on the other hand, were democratizers of knowledge. When publicly available, they leveled the playing field, preventing information asymmetries amongst market players. This accessibility lowered barriers to entry and fostered competitive conditions, ensuring that markets thrived on equal footing. In the grand mosaic of standards, measurement and information standards shone as a distinct category, even though every standard, in its own way, contained elements of codified knowledge. These standards were the torchbearers of innovation, knowledge, and equality in the ever-evolving marketplace. They represented the collective wisdom of humanity, a beacon of progress in the interconnected world of commerce and technology. In the intricate world of standards development organizations, innovation was not just a byproduct. It was a dynamic force that thrived within the very framework of standards. Innovation took on multiple forms, each contributing to the evolution of technology and the marketplace. First and foremost, standards were torchbearers of efficient and target-oriented innovation. Products developed in compliance with standards had a distinct advantage. They were more likely to find acceptance in the market and had a higher probability of success. It was a world where innovation was not a shot in the dark. It was a calculated step towards progress. Participation in standardization committees became more than just a technical endeavor. It was a platform for innovation communication. Companies actively promoted their involvement, enhancing their reputations and sending a clear message to investors, competitors, and consumers. They were at the forefront of innovation. It was a stage where innovation was not just about products, it was about perception. Updating standards became a catalyst for innovation impulses. As standards evolved, companies found themselves more receptive to switching products and embracing further innovation. It was a world where innovation was not static. It was a river of continuous change. Within the standardization environment, companies gained invaluable knowledge. This knowledge wasn't just about meeting requirements. It was about differentiation. Companies could distinguish their products and services by harnessing the insights gained during standards development. It was a world where innovation was not just about being in the race, it was about leading it. Standards served as a minimum requirement, a baseline, yet some companies saw them as a challenge to exceed those requirements and generate further innovation. It was a world where innovation was not just about meeting standards, it was about setting them. Innovation wasn't confined to products alone. Some companies, like consulting firms and certification organizations, built their entire business models upon standards. It was a world where innovation was not just about creating products, it was about shaping industries. Participation in standardization processes was a gateway to the absorption of innovation. Companies gained new knowledge and fueled their creative engines. This knowledge was not just about staying relevant, it was about staying ahead. In this world, standards were not passive documents. They were dynamic catalysts for innovation. They facilitated incremental evolutionary change, shaping the technological landscape one step at a time. While they may not have been the driving force between radical and disruptive innovations, they were the silent partners, the architects of the gradual evolution that propelled industries forward. In the vast landscape of standards and standardization, innovation was the thread that bound everything together. It was a world where every action, every committee meeting, and every standard became a stepping stone towards a future in which progress and innovation were inseparable. Within this landscape, three pillars stood firm, each shaping the path of progress in its own way: business leadership, technological leadership, and political and legal leadership. From a business perspective, standardization was the bridge that connected rivals with different perspectives. It fostered cooperation among companies, bringing together their unique insights to create innovative solutions. In this global collaboration, standards played a pivotal role, making technology accessible to people around the world. It was a world where competition and cooperation coexisted, giving rise to progress. But the impact of standards extended beyond collaboration. It also reached into the spheres of cost reduction. By creating economies of scale, standards lowered production costs, making technology more affordable for everyone. Moreover, they shared the risk of inventing new technologies, reducing the burden on individual companies. It was a world where innovation was not just about competition, it was about shared progress. From a technological perspective, standards were the stepping stones of creativity and innovation. Each standard release marked a step up the ladder of progress, driving the industry forward. These standards encouraged the adoption of research and development findings and new scientific evidence, turning research into tangible solutions. They ensured interoperability, preventing the fragmentation of technical solutions and creating a harmonious ecosystem of technology. It was a world where innovation was not just about ideas, it was about bringing ideas to life. Standards also guaranteed the availability of expertise in all areas of new technology. They prevented the wastage of resources through unnecessary fragmentation, channeling efforts towards meaningful advancements. It was a world where innovation was not just about invention, it was about efficiency. Finally, standardization cast its influence over policies and legal matters. It ensured compliance with the law and the policy objectives of governments, fostering a harmonious relationship between regulation and innovation. By making innovative technology safe and secure, standards protected society while propelling progress. They eased access to regulated markets, opening doors for new opportunities. Governments themselves became participants in technology development, shaping the course of innovation. It was a world where innovation was not just about invention, it was also about governance. In the grand symphony of standards, business leadership, technological leadership, and political and legal leadership acted as conductors, guiding the orchestra of progress. They brought together diverse ideas, interests, and regulations, shaping them into a shared harmony of innovation, a testament to humanity's ability to collaborate, create, and move forward together. In this world, innovation was not a solitary endeavor, but a collective journey towards a brighter future. In the ever-evolving landscape of technology and standards, the intricate dance between innovation, intellectual property rights, and standardization continues to shape tech industries. As we delve deeper into this complex web, let's explore how commitment-based and participation-based policies have come to the forefront in regulating the relationship between essential IPR and standards. In the world of standards, organizations such as ETSI, ISO, and IEC follow commitment-based rules to ensure innovation remains fair and open. These rules rest on two simple ideas: disclosure and commitment. If a company thinks it owns a patent that might be needed for a standard, ETSI's IPR rules require it to say so. By making this declaration, the company enters a commitment phase in which it promises to license the patent on fair, reasonable, and non-discriminatory terms, FRAND, if the patent turns out to be essential. FRAND terms can mean either royalty-free use or licenses with payment. ETSI allows patent holders to choose between these options, while other organizations, such as the IETF, require royalty-free licensing only to keep standards open and secure. If a company refuses to make this promise, the standards group usually chooses a different technical solution to avoid conflicts and keep the standard accessible. Alongside these rules, industries sometimes use patent pools, shared collections of patents offered through a single license. These pools make life easier for companies that need to use many patents at once, especially in fast-growing areas like connected devices and smart industry. Whether through commitments, free licenses, or patent pools, the goal is always the same: protect innovation while ensuring standards remain open, interoperable, and fair for everyone. So, as we continue our march into the future, let us cherish the process of standardization. It's a journey where collaboration and transparency foster innovation, where the interconnection of ideas leads to groundbreaking products, and where the world becomes a place where progress knows no bounds. In the symphony of innovation, standards are the notes that harmonize our world, and they are the bridge that leads us to brighter horizons.